The Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown. You know, again, I'd heard the president's speech at the time. I sort of reread a lot of stuff about Libya because I knew we'd probably get a Libya question, so I kind of wanted to be up on it. So I knew that the president had said, you know, these acts of terrorists won't stand, or whatever the whole quote was. And I think actually, you know, because right after that, I did turn around and say, but you're totally correct that they spent 2 weeks telling us this was about a tape and that there was a, you know, this riot outside the Benghazi consulate, which there wasn't. So he was right in the main. I just think he picked the wrong word.
Well, here's an interesting way to get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Review. Countdown on the weekend from number 10 to number 1. We review two or three items as we have time for in our hourly get-together each day. And the presidential race probably will take up most of our time here today. Again, there's Candy Crowley, who was the moderator of the most recent debate from CNN, admitting that Mitt Romney was right in his comments about the president and Libya during this past week's debate. The president's taken, that's been one of the outtakes. Yeah, I can repeat that again, Candy. So let's see what you think about that. 800-510-8255, as we consider some of the highs and lows of the debate this week. Presidential race gets us started. Doug Steffen at, let's see here, how should we get you in touch with us? How about Doug@DougSteffen.com? It's a good email address. And 800-510-8255 for your comments later on. Let's listen first to Bill O'Reilly talking about what he considered was important in the debate.
President Obama helped his cause, but he did not damage Mitt Romney, who held his own. Because Michelle Obama was on the ropes after debate one, he gained the most. Here's how it went down. Mitt Romney's best moment was this.
This is a president who has not been able to do what he said he'd do. He said that he'd cut in half the deficit. He hasn't done that either. In fact, he doubled it. He said that by now, middle-income families would have a reduction in their health insurance premiums by $2,500 a year. It's gone up by $2,500 a year. The unemployment, the number of people who are still looking for work, is still 23 million Americans. There are more people in poverty, one out of six people in poverty. How about food stamps? When he took office, 32 million people were on food stamps. Today, 47 million people are on food stamps. How about the growth of the economy? It's growing more slowly this year than last year, and more slowly last year than the year before.
Well, Romney delivered that message very well, even though some of his stats can be debated. President's best moment came at the end of the debate, when he finally brought up the governor's 47% comment, where he implied many Americans who support Barack Obama are not self-reliant and want stuff from the government.
Think about who he was talking about. Folks on Social Security who've worked all their lives. Veterans who've sacrificed for this country. Students who are out there trying to hopefully advance their own dreams, but also this country's dreams. Soldiers who are overseas fighting for us right now. People who are working hard every day, paying payroll tax, gas taxes, but don't make enough income. And I want to fight for them.
Mr. Obama said that in his closing statement, so Mr. Romney could not reply. Kind of sneaky, but effective. On the negative side, the president had two very weak moments. Romney won. The governor hectored the president over his energy policy.
In the last 4 years, you cut permits and licenses on federal land and federal waters in half.
Not true, Governor Romney.
So how much did you cut them
by? Not true.
By how much did you cut them by then?
Governor, we have actually produced more oil.
No. How much did you cut licenses and permits on federal land and federal waters?
Governor Romney, here's what we did. There were a whole bunch of oil companies.
No, I had a question, and the question was, how much did you cut them by?
You want me to answer
the question? How much did you cut them by?
I'm happy to answer the question.
Now, the problem with that sequence is that Romney did not look presidential. He looked like a cable news analyst. He should have simply presented the facts and let the chips fall. Now, the president looked bad trying to answer Romney's question about why gas prices have more than doubled on his watch.
He said, when I took office, the price of gasoline was 180, 186. Why is that? Because the economy was on the verge of collapse. because we were about to go through the worst recession since the Great Depression as a consequence of some of the same policies that Governor Romney is now promoting.
Are you kidding me? The president believes gas prices were lower because of the bad economy? If that's the reason, why has the price at the pump risen so much? The economy's still bad. Doesn't make any sense. Totally bogus answer.
All right, I'm with O'Reilly on that. How about you? 800-510-8255. Candy Crowley was on The View, and she said that she was not trying to fact check. She was simply trying to move the debate along. It came to me as, let's get past this. To me, I was really trying to move the conversation along. This is a semantic thing, she said. She spoke up as Romney was accusing Mr. Obama of not immediately calling the attack on the consulate in Libya an act of terror. Crowley interjected that Obama had indeed called it an act of terror in his speech from the White House Rose Garden a day after the attack. But she also told Romney, you're correct, that it took the White House 2 weeks to fully admit the attack was a planned terrorist operation. As a matter of fact, I think we have from The View, Candy Crowley. Let's listen to a little more of how she explained her way around that.
So you have been criticized by some when you sided with the president about the terrorist attack on Libya. And, I want to know how you felt about it. Well, you did.
Now, right after that,
yeah.
I looked at Mitt Romney and I said, but you are right. It took them weeks to talk about
that.
And no one remembered, right? Because, so to me, I was trying to actually move the conversation along. We were, you know, we were really moving, and they got stuck on this word, right? And they got stuck on, you didn't say it. Yes, I did. Read the transcript. No, I didn't. No, I didn't. I thought that the larger thing, which Mitt Romney had, the point he had made in his original comments, the larger thing is, what took them so long? Why were they so wrong in the first place? So
you back that up.
And I said, no, I looked at Romney and I said, but you are right.
Yeah, do you feel pressure at all? Because the president himself looked at you and asked you to not only just jump in, he asked, can you please repeat that? Loud.
Right.
Did you feel
they
a little pressure?
Actually,
whoa.
I was looking.
I'm already in the pool there.
Right. I mean, Mitt Romney was pretty close to me at that point, and the president was sitting on his stool, and they were both looking at me like, right? And I thought, yeah, I had
did
flashbacks.
You feel
like, no. I just had flashbacks to, you know, when my children were young, because they were just, you know, I did this, I did this, I did that. And what I knew was we wanted to talk about Benghazi and not about the word.
800-510-8255. So a news reporter invecting herself into the discussion, the debate, was that appropriate? 800-510-8255. All right, we'll continue with our debate discussion and the aftermath with some more talk host interjection, shall we say, and then some of your calls at 800-510-8255 on the countdown.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties. I reach out to everyone with a vote and an axe to grind. I ask you to join me in trying something that's never been attempted before in America. Let's put our parties and our differences aside one time. Be libertarian with me for one election. Together, we'll stop the spending and end the wars. Together, we'll rebuild our own roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals instead of building theirs half a world away. Together, we'll restore our industrial might and our economy. And if in 4 years we as a people decide we don't like peace, prosperity, and freedom, we can always vote failure back into office again. We the people live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
The mills closed out their excess fall inventory. We've got the flooring, and we're selling it at unheard-of prices at Lumber Liquidators' first-ever fall flooring yard sale. Get laminates from only 29 cents a square foot. Pre-finished hardwood from just $1.39 a square foot. Bamboo flooring from just $1.79 a square foot. Plus, special extended financing. If you liked our famous April sale, you're going to love our first ever fall flooring yard sale. These deals will not last. Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey, I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with GEICO, we've been going out a lot more. When we're together, things just work. My pipes rumble, and my engine screams like an eagle. A happy eagle. not one of those angry eagles. You know? Yeah, you know.
GEICO could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
If you've ever wanted to design your own ring, there's only one place to go.
That's Jared!
At Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, it's easy to create a ring that's yours and yours alone. First, choose from hundreds of beautiful settings. Then select from thousands of loose diamonds, including the spectacular Leo Artisan Diamond, independently certified to be visibly brighter and available exclusively at Jared.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
Musicians, rock that Halloween party. Frighten your neighbor's kids. Get the gear you need to set a scary mood during Guitar Center's Rocktober Savings Event. 10 days of unnatural extreme savings throughout the store. Huge discounts on black lights, lasers, strobes, and more. Buy a fog machine for $39. Get the fluid free. Plus battery-powered mini strobe lights, $5. AKG stereo headphones, $19. And half off all Vic Firth drumsticks. Make Guitar Center your Halloween headquarters for gear during Rocktober. Now through October 28th.
800-510-TALK. All right, from MSNBC, Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski, along with Willie Geist and Mark Halperin, talk about Mitt Romney on the debate.
What stood out to me was the fact that this was a format that really didn't play to Mitt Romney's strength. He came on way too strong. One thing that all challengers should be aware of is you're going to be running for president of the United States. A few things you don't do in debates. One, you don't moderate or you just don't. Stylistically, you don't. It's very dangerous. Jim Lehrer, fine. You can get out a knife and have a knife fight with Jim Lehrer. But you don't do that with a female moderator. It's problematic. Secondly, you don't run over the president of the United States, whether that president's a Republican or whether that president is a Democrat. There are independent voters who believe that a president should be treated with deference because he is the commander-in-chief.
Nick, you do it carefully.
More in sadness than in anger.
And the Mitt Romney that we saw yesterday was a Mitt Romney who was very successful in cutting off Newt Gingrich and Rick Perry and Herman Cain when the stakes were far lower, and it took him about 20 minutes to figure out that he just couldn't be that much of a bulldozer.
Yeah, well, when he said that thing to the president where he said at one point, you'll get your turn,
yeah.
That was an incredibly kind of condescending, I'm the CEO, kind of patronizing way of treating the president. As you said, I think for some independent voters that's true. But look, the other thing is that in exactly the same way, this debate was, I thought, the mirror image of Denver. In Denver, Mitt Romney had a plan, a strategy. He executed it. President Obama didn't have those things. In this debate, President Obama had a strategy. You could see it all throughout the debate. And he was obviously much more engaged, much more focused, much more energetic. But also, he was trying to do specific things. And he largely got those things done. And Romney was mostly defensive, mostly reactive. And to your point about, or to Mark's point, I think, about him being, the president being his head, he does not, I think, I thought the reason this format wouldn't work well for him was because of the interacting with the audience. It turned out the reason it didn't work that well for him is because he doesn't really like to be challenged directly. And when he is challenged directly, he does tend to get a little rattled.
Well, and I also think the physical nature of the setting, it worked better for Romney last time because it was much more controlled. And this was less so with Candy and the audience and then the president and the moving around the stage.
Yes.
Willie, would you agree with that?
Yeah, just on the style and the format. He was on the brink, I thought, a couple times of an Al Gore moment where he started sort of walking at the president. You wondered where he was going, and the president kind of gave him a look. He also, a couple times, was forced to go back, and part of this, as Mark pointed out, was the president's strategy. He had to go back and answer a previous question after a voter had asked him something very specific and very pointed on another subject. He said, I want to come back to that in a second. So President Obama, I thought, strategically had a good debate.
All right, so that seems to be the consensus. More on the debate. Your call is coming up here on the Countdown.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hempusa.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, a couple of pieces from radio talk hosts on the presidential debates. Here's John McCurry talking to Mitt Romney's son about his dad's aggressiveness in the debate.
As a family member, when you watch a debate that was so intense, and I was tense at home in my living room, what's that like when that's your dad up there?
Well, there's no question you get a little nervous when it's a family member, but... but we're confident because, you know, I prepared him well as a teenager. I argued with him a lot when I was an insolent teenager, and I saw him. I knew he was ready.
So you've seen that tone of voice that he was forced to use a couple of times there?
Yeah, well, you know, he's got good resolve, and he's tough-minded. He's got great principles, and he stands up for them. And, you know, I've definitely seen that before. He does it in a very calm way, but he's resolute. And I think that's what we saw. Obviously President Obama was a little more aggressive this time, but my dad matched up to him and really stuck to his principles.
What is the toughest part as we head into the home stretch here as a son of somebody who's involved on this stage that most of us will never have to experience?
You know, it's always tough to have your dad out there and to have people take pot shots at him, and you know, you obviously. Some people will say it doesn't affect you, but it does. There's no question about it. But you get a thick skin. There's an enormous amount of pride to see your dad out there because people are getting to see what kind of person he is. And it's been hard for them to get to see that and just, you know, little sound bites and, you know, TV ads or what have you. Now they're hearing him more, you know, in the debate. You listen to him for almost an hour and a half, although I guess he talks about half that time. And, you know, so I'm prideful as people get a chance to now see what he's about. I think that they see that he's the person that we need to turn this, you know, country around and to fix our economy.
800-510-8255. All right, Mitt Romney's son there. Here's radio host Jim Turpin talking to a caller about President Obama.
Hello, Joe.
I'd like you to look at this debate through another perspective. What if President Obama knew what the questions were going to be in advance and had the opportunity to prepare for each question?
Now, what makes
you think
that?
That would make him a whole lot more prepared and better equipped to answer the questions?
Well, of course, that would make anybody better prepared to answer the questions if they knew them in advance. But what makes you think that could be the case?
Because of a couple of things. First of all, Candy Crowley, the moderator, It was her team that picked the questions. She's from CNN. CNN is a liberal station. And I really don't think that they would, or I really do think that they would do anything to try to get the president some advantage in this debate, because they knew how poorly he had done in the last debate and that this was absolutely critical to him. And I just don't trust the news vermin to do it fairly.
Well, who would you like to have had to be the moderator?
Well, the original moderator that they had picked was replaced by Crawley. Why that happened, I don't know. I haven't heard.
No, in any debate, who would be the perfect person? We didn't like the first guy. We didn't like the woman in the vice presidential debate. Now we don't like this moderator. Who would be the moderator if you could pick him?
I honestly don't know. I can't name one, because I don't trust either side to come up with a fair moderator. Perhaps one of the minister or somebody like that, one of the nationally known ministers would perhaps be a better choice. I don't know.
Yeah, that'd be good. Billy Graham monitoring a debate like that. 800-510-8255. All right, your calls are coming up. We'll spend as much time as we can on your calls regarding the debate situation as it is in the presidential race, including some of the best lines of the night regurgitated here. It's 28 past the hour.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties. I reach out to everyone with a vote and an axe to grind. I ask you to join me in trying something that's never been attempted before in America. Let's put our parties and our differences aside one time. Be libertarian with me for one election. Together, we'll stop the spending and end the wars. Together, we'll rebuild our own roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals instead of building theirs half a world away. Together, we'll restore our industrial might and our economy. And if in 4 years we as a people decide we don't like peace, prosperity, and freedom, we can always vote failure back into office again. We the people live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11-10-12. Staples. That was easy.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at...
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
If you like cow's milk,
You'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Continuing to review the debate and the situation in the presidential race at the moment and see what we have time for. Maybe a little conversation about Lance Armstrong. A lot of people are talking about him later in this half hour. Let's see here. This is in no particular order. Some of the best lines of the night. Romney to a 20-year-old person named Jeremy Epstein. When you come out in 2014, I presume I'm going to be president. I'm going to make sure you get a job. That was considered a good line. Here's Obama. Governor Romney says he has got a 5-year point plan, or a 5-point plan. Governor Romney doesn't have a 5-point plan. He has a 1-point plan, and that plan is to make sure the folks at the top pay different, play by a different set of rules. Does it bother you that there are two things with regard to Romney and Joe Biden? Biden kept referring to Mr. Ryan as my friend, and it was kind of like a... And then the Obama's always trying to be folksy or connecting with the people by calling everybody folks. And it just doesn't settle. Maybe I'm just being picky. 800-510-8255. Tim, in Culpeper, Virginia, you get the conversation started. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning, Doug. Hey, I want to compliment you on your show. You present the information to people, but you let them make up their own minds. What I was calling about is I'm out there scrounging for votes. I'm in Virginia. And every vote's going to count here. While we were on the break, you know, Gary Johnson's out there looking for votes. We got Congressman Goode looking for votes here in Virginia. They're liable to take just enough away to let the disaster happen. But what I find is the majority of the people, there's no one that voted for John McCain that's going to vote for Obama. I haven't been able to find a single person. I found dozens and dozens of people that are going to vote for Romney or vote against Obama. There was a lot of people that voted against President Bush. To this day, I think Obama didn't get elected. Obama got votes for people that were voting against President Bush, which I thought was wrong. But what I find is people, and the last time I was on, you said I went on a rant, so, you know, interrupt at any time. But what I find is that it's the credibility of President Obama. And there has to be a way for someone to show that the man is totally a con man without offending these voters. And three of my four best friends, I'm 65, three of my four best friends during my lifetime are black. I'm white. And I'm offended every time Jesse Jackson or one of these guys get on there about this black thing. So you have to be very careful not to offend people, but you have to be able to get the facts out there. And as I mentioned, I think one of the most reasonable ways to do that is to show President Obama or show the idea where he said, look, we're going to discuss this health thing. It'll be on C-SPAN.
Yeah.
You know, your taxes won't go up. And this doesn't to show this and then show people, hey, this is not the way it is.
Well, if they were smart, they'd do an ad just as you have described, because that would be a nail, it would seem to me. That really would be take that promise, make the video of it available, and then put the facts down and let people figure it out on their own. But you've made some good points, Tim. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Continuing in Virginia, here's Rita, happy with the president.
I thought it was a great debate. I was so excited to see President Obama come out swinging. That's what we've been waiting for. I thought that Mitt Romney did well with the points on the economy, but I also felt that the president had held his own as in that regard. But the most important points for me were the issues on the women's issues and the issue on immigration. I'm from the Dominican Republic myself. I've been a citizen since 73, but I feel that that is a very important issue, and I was glad to see those two issues come up.
800-510-8255. How about you and the issues that were apparent? Mark in Maryland, moving up a little bit on the coast. Obviously not, if you listen to it carefully, I'm going to guess he's not an Obama fan.
I thought they both did very well in their presentations, but ultimately I think the American voters just don't understand where we're headed. I believe we're clearly a nation in decline. And if Obama wins again and we have $20 trillion in debt, that's really like $100 trillion plus, that's, you know, in unfunded liabilities. And we are going to have street riots. We are going to have a lot of angry people down the road. And I don't think Americans really get that yet, but, you know, they'll get it in 20 years. As we slip down the slippery slope, we will continue to become a nation in decline. Our debts are continuing to mount. Nobody in Washington can stop this. And what's going to happen ultimately is we're not going to be able to afford all of these, you know, the American government does wonderful things for its people. Believe me, I'm on food stamps myself, and I understand that there are times when we need these things. But when we become more and more bankrupt, which we already are, we will continue to afford, we will begin to afford these things less and less. So anyway, that's what I feel is happening ultimately, is that Obama doesn't understand that, and the American voters really don't understand that clearly.
800-510-8255. Mary, a lot of East Coast callers here. Tanya is in West Virginia, pretty fired up after the discussion the other night.
Didn't like President Obama's answer when it came to the AK-47s. The man in Colorado had just left medical school, so he had access to great education. The Fort Hood shooter was a psychiatrist. He had access to great education. The white supremacist who shut up the Indian temple, he had access to great education. And for President Obama to throw that in the black community like the black community was the mass murders, I found offensive. And I wish somebody would ask President Obama, after defunding the Social Security with the payroll tax, just what kind of tweaks do he intend to make for Social Security? Security. It was strong enough for him to defund the Social Security. Now he want to get in there and tweak Social Security. What the heck does that mean?
Good God. Hey, hey, hey. 800-510-8255. Randy's listening in Dallas. Got an idea for a moderator there, Randy?
Yeah, I thought a good moderator would be Judge Judy.
Judge Judy.
Yeah, fair and honest.
Okay. Yeah, that's an interesting suggestion. Yeah. Judge Judy. Any of those judges be interesting. Cindy is also in Texas. She's a Democrat.
I am a Democrat that's voting for Romney, and I believe the people in the Democrat side, the ones that are undecided, need to look at when Obama is talking in these speeches. He's saying what we will, what we need to. So he's only stated once what we can't, what he's actually done, which is signing the bill for the women having a fair wage, but he never followed up even on that, on the details of, like, he doesn't know details. He always gives outlines, not details. And people got, and what got me really upset and got most of the Hillary supporters going for Romney or Gary Johnson is the fact that he threw her under the bus again. She's taken responsibility that he should have taken responsibility for in Libya. He goes the very next day to Las Vegas and does it during a campaign speech instead of having the guts to be in front of the news people and take questions like she did. She's the one that's taking the questions, not him. He's doing it in front of his people. That's cowardice. That's not leadership. The Democrats need to cut their losses, look at the Congress, and look at regaining Congress and cut their losses. This guy's not a leader. He's really an embarrassment to the Democratic Party.
All right, an interesting take on the reality. I haven't heard that angle before. That's what I like, is always new angles and not some of the same old stuff that you hear repeated on these various talk radio programs or talk television, the talking points. That was a good call. Thank you, ma'am. 800-510-8255. More debate callers coming up here on the countdown.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
The mills closed out their excess fall inventory. We've got the flooring, and we're selling it at unheard-of prices at Lumber Liquidators' first-ever fall flooring yard sale. Get laminates from only 29 cents a square foot. Pre-finished hardwood from just $1.39 a square foot. Bamboo flooring from just $1.79 a square foot. Plus, special extended financing. If you liked our famous April sale, you're going to love our first ever fall flooring yard sale. These deals will not last. Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
It's ironic. Sometimes technology makes life more complicated. Take your TV, for example. How many remote control devices does it take to change a channel? GEICO, on the other hand, makes technology work for you. Your laptop, smartphone, tablet. No matter what device you have, no matter where you are, you're never more than a click or call away from GEICO. It really is as simple as that.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The mills closed out their excess fall inventory. We've got the flooring, and we're selling it at unheard-of prices at Lumber Liquidators' first-ever fall flooring yard sale. Get laminates from only 29 cents a square foot. Pre-finished hardwood from just $1.39 a square foot. Bamboo flooring from just $1.79 a square foot. Plus, special extended financing. If you liked our famous April sale, you're going to love our first-ever fall flooring yard sale. These deals will not last. Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A five-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call call takes just a few minutes, and through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-530-4856. That's 1-800-530-4856. 1-800-530-4856.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
800-510-8255. All right, we have 13 and a half for the hour. Let's see how many more of your calls we can get into this space here. John, let's do a little traveling to North Carolina and find out what he thinks about for whom he will vote.
Governor Romney started down the road of making a little more detail on his economic proposals. That has to get a little better. I think he did an okay job, and I think he was effective in outlining the failures of the president. On the other hand, the president did come up and say that he really has had the private sector involved in some of his reforms, whether it was GM or even in the medical thing. That was done through cooperation with the private sector. What bothers me about Romney, and this still may be a factor in my end vote, is on foreign policy. I don't want to get back into a confrontation with the Russians, and he seems to be edging in that area. But otherwise, I should be voting for him. So it's a tough thing, and I still may not know for another week what I'm going
to
do.
Yeah, there's a lot of people like that, I think, more than you know. Janice, listening in Kentucky to the countdown.
I feel that Romney has been consistent and clear in each debate, and I found Obama very hard to follow at times. I would like to take a minute to say, when Romney has been attacked on not being specific, I think he is showing that our government is made up of three branches. He is saying, this is the plan I have for the country, but I do allow that the Congress is huge, is a third of our government. I will work with Congress and get their input for a path for our future, for our government. And no offense intended, but I don't understand how people can be at this late date and say that they are undecided as to who they're going to vote for. It is so clear to me that these two men are different in their approaches of how they want to govern our country. It is black and white, no, it's nothing intended there. But how can you be undecided at this point?
All right. 800-51, I don't know the answer to the question. It's circumstantial, I think, Obama, I'm in Massachusetts, Obama would have been thought to win, but Romney's been gaining in the polls here, former governor, and I was going to vote for Gary Johnson because I didn't think it would make a difference voting for Romney, but maybe that's not the case. What's your case? Here's Gil in South Carolina on Obama.
I thought President Obama did a superlative job. He did much better than the previous debate. He went toe-to-toe with Governor Romney. I think that President Obama just missed one point when Candy Crowley missed an opportunity when Candy Crowley asked how Governor Romney would differentiate himself from President Bush. And it would have been nice if President Obama had pointed out that all of Romney's, or most of all of Romney's top advisors, are former Bush advisors. And so if you're being advised by those who advised President Bush and those failed policies, we're only going to have the same thing all over again.
All right, sir. Thank you. 800-510-TALK. Rob in Lynchburg, you're on the countdown. Hi.
Hey, good morning, Doug. I'm not sure how Romney's going to negotiate with the Chinese if he got so out-negotiated by Obama with these debates. The moderators are four liberals out of four. Martha Raddatz is like his friend and classmate. Jim Lehrer from PBS. Candy Crowley, who interrupted him 23 times and 9 times for Obama. He needs to renegotiate that final debate.
Needs a new country, needs a new negotiator. That may be true. All right, what do you think?
I just think that historically
speaking, when Republicans are in office, the foreign policy technically has been better through the years, but now, the way things are going right now, I feel like the pieces, the order of the day, you know, we try to got to build relationships across borders.
Yeah, we do. That's right, sir. We got to move. It's 51 past the hour. Lance Armstrong.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. All right, a lot of focus on Lance Armstrong here the last few days, last few weeks, last few months, last few years. Man, this guy can't hide whether you think he's guilty or not. I guess a lot of people are, I'm not sure that they understand what the real issues are. I don't think I understand what the real issues are here, because you hear so many different points of view. Let's see if we can get an explanation by listening to radio host Bob Miller talk to Paul Swinegard on his program about the University of Oregon, the Sports Marketing Center there, and about Nike dropping their sponsorship deal with Armstrong.
Paul, this is a major deal where Nike's concerned. What does this do as far as their image is concerned?
Well, I think ultimately people will say that they did the right thing, and I'm sure Nike will survive yet another unfortunate incident. I mean, it's the second time in less than a year they've had to basically change their tune. You remember they obviously changed their mind with regard to Joe Paterno in the wake of the Sandusky incident, and now in this case with Lance. So, I think Nike was trying to hold on to something they invested millions of dollars in helping to build, which was this Live Strong enterprise. It was never about a cycling business that they were trying to build. It was about, what Lance had meant for this movement. And I think their statement today is, insurmountable evidence, is really living up to what they always say they should do, which is to do the right thing. And the decision to do the right thing today is what we all expected.
But I saw something in the New York Daily News. In fact, it was just shown to me a moment ago. And one of the critics of Lance Armstrong and Nike is Kathy LeMond, the wife of American cyclist Greg LeMond, who testified under oath, I didn't realize this, during a 2006 deposition, that Nike paid former UCI president Hans Verbuggen $500,000 to cover up a positive drug test. Where's that going?
Well, you know, that has come to light, and certainly people are, you know, wondering whether there's more behind this decision for Nike than just, you know, breaking ties with an athlete that has been proven to be a cheat. You know, I can't comment credibly on that. I don't know any of the details on that other than to say that, you know, this is a sport that is, you know, obviously been rooted in a lot of shady dealings, an unfortunate episode for all involved. And I, you know, quite honestly feel bad for, you know, for all the great people at Nike that spent all their time, building a legacy for a brand of Livestrong that basically they've now come to find out was built on a whole bunch of lies.
Yeah. Nike and how their shoes are made, where they're made, and how much they cost is an interesting issue that never actually seems to get, the full light of day. Here on Lance Armstrong is radio host Chip Franklin, and he talks about this Nike issue.
Nike is fired Lance Armstrong, and will take his name off Lance Armstrong Fitness Center at its world headquarters, the company said in a statement. Why? Well, according to the company, they announced he was stepping down to spare the foundation, and he's also stepping down as chairman of Livestrong. Do you know how many Livestrong bracelets they've sold, by the way, since he got involved? Just take a guess. 20 million, 30 million, 80 million of those bracelets. But let's get to the story of Nike and the Chicken Lily company that they are that supports monsters. By the way, do you know who else Nike still supports? Guess. Michael Vick. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So not only is Nike cut their sponsorship with Armstrong, but now he has to step down. So the statement came the same time that he announced he was stepping down. Nike was going to cut their sponsorship. But let me tell you somebody else who Nike endorses. Alex Rodriguez, who admitted using steroids. Lance Armstrong's never been proven to use steroids. Guess how many tests Lance Armstrong's taken? 511 tests. How many times has he came up positive for steroids? Zero.
Yeah, but Chip, I've been reading about all his friends and everybody saying, you know, that
I don't care. That's innuendo. Go down the list of the people I mentioned before. Michael Vick. Oh, yeah. It's a list of Rafael Palmeiro, who lied before Congress and later tested positive for steroids. Mark McGwire, positive for steroids. Patrick Kane, remember the hockey player for the Blackhawks who beat up a cabbie over 20 cents and was arrested for assault? Well, they back him. Ben Roethlisberger, tried twice on charges of rape. Kobe Bryant tried on our charges of rape. Yeah. Lance Armstrong? Nothing. Never in a courtroom.
Yeah, but Chip, you know, the anti-doping agency said it uncovered overwhelming evidence of Armstrong's involvement in a sophisticated doping program.
Where's proof?
All right, there it is. Another hour of conversation here on the Talk Radio.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackie Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackie berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And, man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackie Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at FireYourMDNow.com. That's FireYourMDNow.com.